Goodbye Party for Miss Pushpa T.S. by Nizim Ezekiel. Friends, our dear sister is departing for foreign in 2-3 days. And we are meeting today to wish her bon voyage. You are all knowing, friends, what sweetness is in Miss Pushpa. I don't mean only external sweetness, but internal sweetness. Miss Pushpa is smiling and smiling, even for no reason, but simply because she's feeling. Miss Pushpa is coming from very high family. Her father was renowned advocate in Balsar or Surat. I'm not remembering now which place. Surat? Ah, yes. Once only I stayed in Surat with family members of my uncle's very old friend. His wife was cooking nicely. That was long time ago. Coming back to Miss Pushpa, she's most popular lady with men also and ladies also. Whenever I asked her to do anything, she was saying, just now only I will do it. That is showing good spirit. I'm always appreciating the good spirit. Pushpa Miss is never saying no. Whatever I or anybody is asking, she's always saying yes. And today she's going to improve her prospect. And we are wishing her bon voyage. Now, I ask other speakers to speak and afterwards, Miss Pushpa will do summing up. Nizim Ezekiel's poem, Goodbye Party for Miss Pushpa T.S. is a satirical and humorous work about how some semi-educated people in India speak English. The poem gives the reader a look at Indian culture and the common people within it.